I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. It's time again for a look at sports, and for that, we have our very own sports guru, New York Times columnist Bill Roten. Hey, Bill.
Hey, the great Tony Cox.
Nice to have you back, man. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I want to talk to you about image in sports. It's such an important part of that world, and this week, Bill, we've had some extreme examples. Here's one. Let's start in Detroit, where Tuesday night the WNBA's image was really expanded, and I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, with a bench-clearing brawl between the Detroit Shock and the Los Angeles Sparks, the first ever for the 12-year-old league. Now, when the dust cleared, four players and an assistant coach were ejected. Here's Sparks center Lisa Leslie after the game decrying the fact that their image, the league's, the team's, and hers as a mother had taken a hit.
But, you know, it's just really sad that that happened because, you know, as a role model, it's just really difficult to this is not the way we want to represent ourselves. You know, I'm a mom. I don't want to represent myself like this in front of my daughter. And for it to be a television game, obviously, we'll probably make some highlights. And it's not the way that we want to get attention.
Boy, did they ever make some highlights. What do you think of this? What is it going to do for the league's image?
Well, you know, it's interesting to see the reaction. It's sort of, in some ways, I thought it was kind of neat in one way. Not neat, but you know, these were competitors, man. These were people who were competitors. Detroit was angry because they lost, and I think sometimes when you talk about women in sports, we try to kind of gloss it over. And well, they know how to play the game, and they pass right now. You know, this is sweaty and gutty and gritty, and some people got angry that they were losing, and they was pushing and shoving. And I'd say right on. I mean, this is the way. The only problem, I think, was more technical. You know, all the players kind of swarmed onto the court, and the NBA found early on how to deal with that. In other words, you don't let people leave the bench. So
yeah, well, they haven't been fighting long enough to know how to deal with it according to the NBA's rules.
That's right. Give them a couple years.
Yeah, the next fight will be better. Listen, let's move on to another person with an image problem. In baseball, a number of teams, including the American League leading Los Angeles Angels, are in need of a big bat. And one of the biggest is willing to play for peanuts, but nobody wants him. Barry Bonds' image, that's what's killing him, isn't it?
Well, it's collusion that was killing him, Tony. I think it's a disgrace. You've got people who've admitted using steroids who are playing. You know, Jason Giambi was playing. The Yankees gave him a mustache day. And here's a guy whose trial is still coming up and who can't get, the greatest home run hitter of all time. And this guy can't get a job. He'd be great in New York. He'd be great in Boston. I think it's a disgrace.
Listen, Marion Jones, another person, disgraced sprinter, in the news this week asking the president to commute her prison sentence for lying and doping. But the new USA track and field chief wrote a letter saying that that would be the worst thing for the image, there's that word again, of the Olympics. You agree?
I don't, Tony. I'm all for compassion. You know, Marion, she's serving her time. She's lost a lot. She's broke. She's been humiliated in front of her family, her kids. I think enough is enough. Keeping her in, not commuting her sentence, is not going to make any impact on the youth of today. I mean, I think that the president of the track federation made a mistake
in writing the letter.
Yeah, well, okay. I just think that compassion should rule.
All right, let's see how much compassion you have for Brett Favre. He was one of the most beloved quarterbacks in NFL history. Now the image of Brett Favre is one of a flip-flopping, confused player who doesn't know what he wants. And his team's image is also taking a beating for how they've handled his request to come out of retirement. Whose image is getting the worst of it?
Free Brett Favre. Free Brett Favre. I'm for the people, man. you got to let him play.
Let
you know,
him
and
play, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he said, I'm not confused. I want to play. I just don't want to play in Green Bay.
All right, here's another guy from the NFL. What about Adam, don't call me Pac-Man anymore, Jones? His multiple run-ins with the law and suspensions are over. He's in camp with the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think of this attempt at an image makeover?
Nice try, Adam.
We ain't buying it, huh?
my coach used to say, don't try to sell me the pumpkin. I brought it to town.
All right, lastly, I've got this one for you. golf used to be the image of a white man's sport. And on TV, you might still get that impression. But if you talk to a lot of black men around the country, they love golf and can be seen out on the links every chance they get. How much is golf's image changing?
Well, you know, black folks have been playing golf for a long time, Tony.
That's,
I mean, the person who invented the first patent on the golf tee was a black man, Harvard Dental School graduate. So we've been playing golf for a long time. But what I'll say is this. I think that without Tiger Woods, there is no, I mean, black, white, or different. Without Tiger Woods, to a lot of people's mind, there is no golf.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. You know, some people tried to say that even with Tiger Woods not in the game and with the Shark competing last week or weekend before, that it was great to have that happen. But I don't know that people really watched it in the way they would have had Tiger been around.
I think, Tony, I think the real golfers watched. And Greg Norman was a good story until he collapsed. But I think just going in, when Tiger Woods announced that he was done until possibly Augusta, I think a lot of the casual people clicked and said, we'll catch you in Augusta.
Are you a golfer?
I like to drive.
But you see brothers out there, right? You guys go out
and
hang out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Listen, man, I mean, tons of my friends. My father, who's 91, there are lots of black folks, Tony, who have been golfing. We've had golf clubs going back into the 1920s. So we've been golfing for a long time. Our issue was not that we didn't golf. It was access.
Access. Interesting. And yeah. Exposure. Well, we got both of those things now, thanks to Tiger Woods. William C. Roden, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my golfing brother.
See you on the links.
Bill Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of $40 Million Slaves, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Black Athlete. He joined us from our NPR studios in New York.